Alfred, who do you see when you look at me? The boy whose shoes you used to tie every morning? The teenager you drove to his first date? While you are in here every night, I am out there. The only thing between the innocent and the predatory.
You may be.
No,
but I'm not
just gonna
may
let you... be, I am. When the mugger or the thief stops to think twice, that is fear. That is what I am. That is why they've hired assassins. Because I am the reason the criminals breathe easier when the sun rises. So no, Alfred, I am not in over my head. Tonight will not be my end, but it will be theirs.
Dr. Freeman. I realize this moment may not be the most convenient for a heart-to-heart, but I had to wait until your friends were otherwise occupied. There was a time they cared nothing for Miss Vance, when their only experience of humanity was a crowbar coming at them down a steel corridor. When I plucked her from Black Mesa, I acted in the face of objections that she was a mere child and of no practical use to anyone. I have learned to ignore such naysayers when quelling them was out of the question. Still, I am not one to squander my investments, and I remain confident she was worth far more than the initial appraisal.
Surely Stanley will go down the spooky corridor this time. Did you think we were going to go forward down the spooky corridor? No. It's time once again to go back up in the elevator. I can't even begin to grapple with what might be up there. Is it the boss's office again? Or what if it's the boss's office this time? The suspense is killing me. Oh my god. It's the boss's office. This absolutely changes everything for me. Give me a timeout here while I process this. Okay, I am ready. I'm prepared to embrace this stunning revelation and to move forward with... No, I need more time to process. Alright, I have fully come to terms with it. I have made space in my worldview for this astonishing new reality. As before, I turn to your expert eye for gripping narrative, Master Stanley.